WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Janie Becker, speller extraordinaire, is with us this morning.
I help when I can.
And she was helping us spell Banty Rooster and Muscovy Duck. Those are words that I don't spell every day.
Not all the time.
But Janie is with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. And she has just finished a fantastic season of farmers markets. The last one, the Christmas holiday markets just ended last Sunday. Mm-hmm. And these are great opportunities for not only the community, but for local farmers and for people here in the area to get to know the local farmers.
It is. It's a great way to interface, bring the city and country together. We have such agricultural roots in this area, but as we build up and we get more shopping malls and strip malls and just we spread out and spread out, we eat up some of that space, but there's a lot of folks that are still out there hanging on and producing great products, and it's great to remind us of that and make some good friends along the way.
And that's what the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service does all the time, bringing the community together. And you do a really great job. I just wanted to take a little time to say thank you to everybody over at the Ag Center for all that you do. And you teach us all so very much. We don't stop and appreciate you enough. You've been doing this radio show now for 20-something years, and that takes a lot of dedication. But even before there was a radio show, you were carrying on doing this same thing, and we just, our hats off to you.
Well, on behalf of everyone, thanks, Bart. But I think a lot of it has to do with your people who are attracted to Extension are really passionate about whatever their specialty is. So, you know, we have 4-H agents that just really, really thrive on making that connection with kids and getting them involved and excited and showing them how to be better, better people, adults. And then on my side, I love that spark when I see someone get it about a planting technique or about the importance of this part of agriculture or another. And then if we didn't have that interest and that passion, there's no better way to say it, then I don't think it would work. So it's fun for us. It's what I'm trying to get across to you.
And, you know, I think a lot of people, especially those who are new to the community, who moved here from large cities, when you see the opportunity for your child to be involved in 4-H, you think, well, I've heard of 4-H, but I thought that was something for farms. Mm-hmm. But it's so much more. It teaches not only agriculture, it teaches speaking skills, public mm-hmm. speaking skills. It teaches teamwork. It just teaches so many positive things that are needed for youngsters.
Yeah, all the different programs are really just tools, you know, from shooting sports to making, you know, doing a country ham to a sewing project or raising a hog. They're all just tools to increase a child's responsibility and self-awareness and just, you know, bring them up. And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to have a barn and some horses and all that to feel like you belong in 4-H. We're just trying to add to the community in one way or another.
And we're about to approach a brand new year, and with the new year, maybe you've talked with your child about getting involved in something that would be positive for them. 4-H is something to consider, very definitely.
It really is. We have clubs in lots of schools across the county that meet during the school day, and that's another thing that people think. Well, they say if the 4-H is not in my child's school or in that class, then my child's missed out on 4-H. But in reality, so many of the clubs and programs are actually meeting up completely independent of school after after hours, just like, you know, dance lessons or flute lessons. They're, you know, doing dog training or, public speaking or the list is endless. Pottery, photography.
I didn't realize you did all that.
They have a huge list of programs.
And most of the schools here in Rutherford County do offer 4-H, don't they?
Most of them do. Some of them it may not fit into their curriculum or their time is so valuable right now with the changes. So they just make that decision on a one-on-one basis, but many, many do.
So if you have a youngster who would like to, you know, expand their knowledge and learn a new something new, great things, photography, public speaking, how to raise horse, mm-hmm. The equine area mm-hmm. is really big. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody.
They have a big horse club. They have one of goats. They do the chick chain every year. There is one, like I mentioned, some kids that raise hogs. Trying to think of other. There's the dog club. I mentioned that. Thinking of animals. It's very broad. They did the animal science day camp in the summer, which kind of led some. You know, it starts in fourth grade. That's when you can start being a participant in 4-H programs, fourth through 12th grade. But they took some kids who had in the high schools. They had said that they wanted to look into the animal science field as far as a profession, and they Michael Shirley. Led this, and he had help from lots of other agents and community educators, but people who said kids that said that they would be interested in that sort of a profession went for a whole week and saw all different types of jobs and applications of animal science and a real hands-on experience that you would never be able to get just in your day-to-day classroom. We're inventive and creative and trying to find ways to make that connection. And I think we do that really well.
For people who want to learn more about 4-H, and if there's not one at your school, there's probably one nearby, how can they learn more about it?
Well, the first thing to do would be to call the office at 898-7710, and we can confirm whether or not there is one in your school. And then... or you can stop by the office as well and talk about the different programs that are available. Really just you know, trying to find a spot that your kid would be interested in and fit.
Okay, so learn more about 4-H through the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. As we approach the new year, in addition to 4-H, there are a lot of things happening. And bring us up to date on some of those things that we need to put on our calendars for this coming year.
We do have the Master Gardener training that starts up in January. January 15th will be our first day, and we do have a couple of spots. We're just about full, but if you are interested in signing up for that program, you can visit the local association's page, which is mastergardeners-rc.org, and you can find information on how to sign up for that program. There's also it's kind of a Master Gardener training light. It's a 5-week commitment as opposed to a 15-week commitment. Garden Basics, that starts up at the end of January, and we'll also provide you with a great starting point for gardening and getting prepared to get dirty in the next year.
But you'll get dirty being a master gardener.
You absolutely will. We'll make sure of that. That's part of the you sign up for that.
And so when you finish the program and pass the test and all of that, you will be designated a master gardener.
Right, and we try to be very clear that we don't expect you never fully master gardening or horticulture. We don't expect you to be a pro when you walk in the door. We expect you to be interested in giving back to the community. It is a volunteer program, first and foremost. We expect you to be interested in educating your fellow citizens, and we expect you to want to continually grow and learn more about something you love. So there are a lot of people say, I don't think I'm qualified to be a master gardener. We really need you to be enthusiastic and open to learning. Those are the two main qualifications we have.
And you only have how many openings in the class?
I think there's only two or three left.
So you need to call today. I mean, make up your mind quickly and get over there.
Mm-hmm. And you can also look up the application online at that address I gave you. the mastergardeners-rc.org and get all the applications and details there.
Okay, and when does the class begin again?
The class begins, I believe it's January 15th. They're Tuesday mornings this year, or next year, from 9 to noon, and it is a 15-week program. I want to confirm my date because I have so many dates scrambled in my head, but I believe it is January 15th.
And so if you want to become a designated master gardener and have a love to give back to the community, you don't have to have a farm. You don't have to even have a yard with a big enough land to have a garden. I guess you could live in an apartment house.
I have some great master gardeners that live in condos, and they do a lot of container gardening. And they teach and they learn and they volunteer. We do have our demonstration gardens that we're continually adding to. Just yesterday, we planted 26 crepe myrtles on the site. So we are constantly adding ways to or features that will help to educate, whether it be kids or just people passing through that agri-park. Bart, just with the farmer's market alone, we see over 50,000 visits through the year. So if you combine that with all the other events that are going on, all the teaching events, all the conferences, I think we could easily have over 100,000 people coming through that site, which to us as educators is just, it's marvelous opportunity to give them as much information as possible. So we're trying to come up with lots of ways to have fun, engaging, ready-to-go features that will educate people as they walk through. We have a lot of people who just walk their dog and ride their bike through the facility. So,
I'm a visual type learner, and the plots of grass that Mitchell has talked about for you to walk on and see if you like this type or that type, and then descriptions, a little sheet describing whether this is an easy grass to grow or more difficult. That really makes it nice for people like me. And it sounds like the crepe myrtles that were planted, along with the other demonstration areas that are all around the agricultural park there, the Lane Agri-Park, that's what it's all about. And I didn't realize the master gardeners are a lot of the folks behind these demonstrations.
They're an integral part in keeping these projects going. Once you can have a great idea to have a demonstration, but if you don't have it maintained and kept up, then it doesn't teach you that much. So we want to have a demonstration area that we could even bring school groups to and show them the success of gardening before they even get started of it on their own. There's a lot of school gardens that get started and they kind of lose momentum, and it's hard for the teacher to combine their regular duties with working all these beds, and the kids aren't really sure of the success of it or not, because it kind of maybe falters. We want to be able to show them success and how to make things easy, and they can go back and use that knowledge.
So whether it's master gardening or if it's learning how to do canning and things like that, pressure canning, these are things that our forefathers knew how to do, and if we don't continue teaching, they will fade away, and they're too good to fade away.
That's right. There's a lot of there's so many programs that we offer. We've had several craft programs. Sorry, I lost my train of thought. we have quilting and canning and several different food preservation classes that are great for people trying to keep those arts fresh and
just so important to do. And the Lane Agri-Park and the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service, they are there to help you. Tell you what let's do. Let's check on the traffic and weather, and we'll be right back. And in the next segment, that's when we open up the phone lines. So if you have been touched by the Master Gardener program, maybe you have gone through it. Love to hear from you. Maybe you have been involved or your children have been involved in the 4-H program. Like to hear from you, too. 893-1450. Did it make a difference? Did the Master Gardener class make a difference? Did the 4-H program make a difference? 893-1450. We'll be right back.
bring people to know you and you know them. People like Truman Jones. Weekday mornings at 9, only on WGNS. AM, FM, online.
Hello, folks. This is Sheila at Ryan Flowers and Gifts. Please stop by, check out our Christmas. We've totally redecorated the store. We are here to help you with your Christmas and any other needs that you might need throughout the holidays. Ryan's Flowers and Gifts is a fourth generation business, and we've been in here for 70 years. This is Sheila at Ryan Flowers and Gifts. We've totally redecorated the store. Please stop by. Ryan's Flowers and Gifts is located at 117 South Academy Street, downtown Murfreesboro, not too far from the square.
Hi, this is Dave Kiven and me at Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills Golf Course on Shovel Highway. Come down for your Christmas music instrument purchases. Music World and Drummer's Den. Got guitars, keyboards, amps, all kinds of drums and accessories. Give a gift certificate for lessons. Fantastic deals. There's no need to do mail order when you can get as good or better prices right here locally. Hi, this is Dave Kiven and me at Music World and Drummer's Den on Shovel Highway across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Hello, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurants, a family restaurant tradition for four generations, now in our 24th year. If you're looking for great gifts this Christmas season, let me tell you about a great gift idea from Demas's. Now available for sale are three seasonings that put us on the map: our Cajun seasoning, chili seasoning, and our original seasoning salt. All are just what we use every day at Demas's. And for the gifts for those who don't want to cook, pick up our popular gift cards available in any denomination, and they never expire. Friends and family will use them to take advantage of our dinner menu. 70% is priced between $7.19 and $9.99, and lunch specials Monday through Friday, $4.25 to $5.99. Gift cards and seasonings are available in stores at all locations or online at demasrestaurants.com. Get yours today because we'll be closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day to allow our staff and management time to spend the season with family and friends. Thank you.
Roberts Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Forget spending thousands of dollars at the dealership and come see me. We have complete maintenance schedules just like the dealer. At Roberts Auto Repair, we're always honest, always fair.
Good morning. Very busy traffic. I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231, I-24 at Medical Center Parkway. Lots of slowdown. Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial. Lots of slowdown also. Old Ford Parkway and Marketplace, Old Ford Parkway at Kaysen Lane. We've got Memorial Boulevard and Medical Center Parkway with a bit of congestion for us. Also this morning, we've also got busy traffic on I-24 headed into downtown. Accident there westbound at Blue Hole Road. Give yourself the gift of a healthy smile. Make an appointment with Dr. Rushing and the Nashville Smile Team. Get a take-home whitening kit with exam, cleaning, and x-rays. Call 220-1100 or visit nationalsmileteam.com. Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Mostly sunny skies this afternoon. A high in the lower 60s and south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low near 47. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 39.
Thank you for making our first 5 years here in Murfreesboro so successful. This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Call 615-494-4200. Member FDIC.
This is MTSU President Sidney McPhee. You're listening to WGNS, your local connection to Blue Raider Athletics.
WGNS AM, FM, online.
Left to my name is not knowing what we could have been, what we should have been. So take your records, take your freedom, take your memories, I don't need them. Take your space and take your reasons, but you'll thank me.
Welcome back, and this is the segment of the show where we open up the phone lines. If you have a lawn or garden question, maybe you have a question about some of those Christmas flowers that you've gotten, poinsettias, Christmas cactus, whatever it might be. And maybe you're wanting to be sure if you plant that living Christmas tree that you got, that it'll last. 893-1450, that's the number to call, 893-1450. And we're talking with Janie Becker this morning from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. Maybe you have some thoughts, memories about 4-H. Like to hear from you this morning, 893-1450. Any master gardeners out there? Only two or three openings left in the upcoming master gardeners class that begins in January. So if you want to take a part of that class, you need to sign up probably this morning.
That would be a good idea to get in there this week. We expect them to fill out before we go away for Christmas break, which brings up one note to everyone, Bart, that we will, the Rutherford County Extension Office will be closed the entire next week, mm-hmm. From, I guess, the 23rd through the whatever that is. Sorry. All of Monday through Friday next week. So if you don't hear, if the phone just keeps ringing and ringing, you know why.
There, Janie is at home chasing her... what are the little roos, the chickens?
Yes. Chasing them around or chasing Miss Ruby, one or the other.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Janie.
Yes, Bart. I'd like to ask Janie, excuse me, if it's too late to trim your knockout roses.
That's a good question. How about that? Is it too late to trim the knockout roses?
No, it's not. I actually might even recommend, I mean, if you're out there pruning, you know, we say a lot, Bart, if you're ready to prune, sometimes that's the best time outside of when the dormant season, once the plants aren't really actively growing. But now is not a bad time to prune your roses. You could go ahead and wait until a little bit closer to spring. That would be fine as well.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450. What about planting rose bushes, trees, shrubs?
This is a great time. As I noted, we did a lot of shrub planting. The ground is cool but not frozen. We've had quite a bit of moisture. The digging is relatively easy. I should note that we had an auger yesterday, so that helped a lot. 26 shrubs is a lot of shrubs. But it's a great time. The plants are dormant. It just gives them a head start in the spring if you can go ahead and give them a few months to get acclimated in the soil right now.
Now, how important is mulch after you plant these rose bushes, trees, bushes, whatever? How important is putting some mulch around them? And if it's good, how much is good?
Well, when you're mulching, we generally recommend 2 to 3 inches, probably 2 inches is a little bit safer. It's extremely important in terms of... providing a consistent source of moisture. You know, you have those bare soils, water can just evaporate and go right into the sky immediately. If you provide that extra layer of mulch when it does rain, it just keeps the soils a steady, even moisture level, and your plants aren't having as much shock and as much moisture swings. It also keeps the soil in place. You know, rain can move a lot of soil, and so you can get a lot of runoff mm-hmm. just from having your soils loose and exposed. And if you put a layer of mulch there, the mulch softens that blow of the rain and keeps your soils where you want them. A lot of people do a lot of work to make good soils, to add a lot of amendments. You want to keep them there as long as possible.
That's interesting, because as you describe that, for some reason I was thinking mulch is to protect it from cold weather. And then I was wondering, well, if you're planting a bush or a tree, obviously they're going to be way above the soil, and so how
they're going to be
they?
Exposed
That's
anyway.
Right.
It still is good. I mean, if you think about some of the temperature or the protecting for cold, when you have a perennial bed, I actually don't recommend people clean up the perennial bed in the fall or even this time of year. Wait till a little bit later, because all of the, you know, a lot of our perennials, they die back to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Some are evergreen, but a lot of them die back to the ground, and so you have the dead material from the previous season. I'd recommend leaving that till January or February.
Ah,
it provides
okay.
a little bit of a blanket to the crown of the living plant. And then get that out of there as you start to get a little bit warmer temperatures, and then get that out and clean up and try to get as much debris out of the garden for bugs and diseases reasons. But it does provide some insulative protection for those plants.
And it looks like we've already had some pretty cold weather, and we're in for some more cold weather, especially with January, February coming. So as the season starts to, move into spring, the beginning of that, that's when to clean out those perennial gardens. Is that right?
It can be. If you have some more tender plants, if you have plants that are just tried and true, you know that they're going to come back and not have any problems, you could go ahead and get it out of there. It does reduce some bug pressure. A lot of insects will overwinter in some of the debris and the leaf material and so on in your flower bed. So, and diseases too. If you had some issues with diseases, getting that dead material out can help prevent that in the next year.
Mm-hmm.
But you just need to weigh it. If you do have some tender perennials, if you need that extra the extra insulative protection.
Well, let's go back to the phones. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450, and you're on WGNS with Janie Becker. Good morning.
Good morning, Bart. Steve Salenhine, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Steve. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. I just wanted to give a call in. I heard y'all talking, and Jenny's doing a fine job at Lane Agri Park, and just want to give her kudos this morning. And I'm currently on the Ag Board, and, you know, what a fine facility we got out there, Bart, and so many uses and everything, and all the fine folks working out there, you know, keeping our heritage and our farming heritage, and it's just we've got a great facility out there. A lot of folks take advantage of, like the farmers market and everything, but and so many other activities like y'all were talking about that was going on. It's a great facility. If folks in Rutherford County hadn't been out there, you know, they need to take a visit out there and see what's going on, because it is great. But y'all mentioned something about 4-H. I'm gonna blame 4-H, Bart, for me being in politics because of the public speaking I was born and raised on a farm and milking cows and everything. We showed cattle and showed sheep and did all the things that in 4-H. Was very heavily involved in 4-H, me and my brother, and again, that's what 4-H is, just taking a lot of stuff to kids that don't have the farming background, that, you know, kind of shows the heritage and the way this country was raised and born, basically. And I have to pat my kids on the back a little bit too, Wesley and Savannah. They're in 4-H and doing public speaking and all that stuff. And of course, just a few years ago, Savannah won the ham contest, you know, at the state fair.
Oh yeah.
And was on the front cover there. So I mean, I think a lot of 4-H and what they're doing out there at Lane Agri Park and like I said, what Jenny's doing and everything. Master Gardener, though, I don't know about that. I need some help there. You need to come out and show me how to do it right.
Give me a call, Steve.
Steve, there are three more openings in that class, so if you act quickly, you can be a part of the January class.
That's right. You know, Robert P. did it last year. You got to show him up one.
Oh, Robert P. was in it last year? Well, heck, sure I need enough to have him come over to the house and just show me how it's done, you know.
That's right. That's right. Test his knowledge.
Oh,
thanks for calling,
Steve. Merry Christmas to you and your family, too.
Merry Christmas to y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
893-1450. 4-H has done so much. In fact, I'll have to say this. My daughter was in 4-H, thoroughly enjoyed it. And I was attending, this is many years ago, I was attending one of your 4-H programs, and there was a young fellow who was acting as the master of ceremonies there, had no idea, had no thought about getting into radio. And after it was over, I said, have you ever thought about getting into radio? And he said, no, not really. And so we talked, and he came by and talked with us some more. And he's been with some of the biggest broadcasters in the nation, Clear Channel. I was with them for 10 years or so. I was with us during his high school years and college years. And after 10 years or so with the big guys, he decided to come back and be a part of WGNS, and that's Brian Barrett.
Fantastic.
Who was very, very much
You can
much
take some credit in that, too, it sounds like, Bart.
No, I just happened to be at the right place.
Uh-huh. And idea at the right time.
He just showed through like a bright light. So, and he's very interested in horses and was very involved in the 4-H horse program. Mm-hmm. So it's really a very well-rounded program.
Fosters an appreciation in so many, many different areas, mm-hmm. That you just aren't exposed to, and just the day-to-day running around, going to school, errands, and it just makes your eyes open up a little bit.
Yeah, and Michael Shirley falls into that same category. This is making me sound old, but I can remember when Michael was a little bitty kid and was involved in Sunshine Players and stuff like that, and was involved in 4-H, and that just sort of blossomed into he's now one of the great people at your facility. Mm-hmm. So did you go to four? Were you in 4-H when you were growing up?
Some. I wasn't really heavily active in it, but I did some speech contests and poster contests and cornbread muffins and
yeah, the fun stuff.
All that good stuff. So
So if you want your child to really be exposed to some positive things that can help them in dramatic ways, you heard Steve Sandlin calling in just a minute ago, helping you develop new talents that maybe you never would develop otherwise. 4-H is a good way to go, and all they need to do is call over at
the
Ag
Center. That's right, and we'll find a program that fits their interest, and it provides challenges that in a structured, warm environment that kids aren't exposed to, and it helps develop their speaking skills, their planning skills, record keeping, and just makes them proud of what they've done. Shows them what all they can do that like I said, challenges they may not have in their day-to-day life.
One other thing that we need to talk about this morning is the FCE group. And I think if you're maybe beyond being a member of 4-H, maybe you don't fit the age category, you could still fit into learning through FCE. And that group is a powerful group of very active people in the community. Tell us a little about FCE and what they do.
So the program is Family Consumer Sciences, and then there's clubs. There's Family Consumer Education. Those are those FCE clubs that are across the county, and I can't remember the numbers right now, but there are a large number of them.
Yeah.
And they're individuals that help us to teach, they teach parenting skills, nutrition, health, some of those lost crafts and arts that we were talking about earlier, finances. They do a lot of help with our cooking demonstrations and preservation and entrepreneurial skills. They're all across the county, and there's probably a group near you to be participating in.
And I know at the June Dairy Days, which is always a fun event, there are a lot of FCE clubs right there, and then they are handling different projects and demonstrations showing you how to make butter and how to do this and how to do that. Very hands-on.
They are. We've got a group for you regardless of what your interests are, for sure. If you want to be out and dirty or stay in the kitchen or work some livestock, we've got something that's just right up your alley. We do have a Master Beef program that's starting up in January.
How does that work? I mean, obviously, you'd have to have a farm, I guess.
You might be interested in getting into cattle, but you probably want to be worth your while. You're probably going to want to have some, not just for education purposes alone, some practical use of it. But that starts at the end of January too. That's an 8-week class.
There must really be something in that, because I have a lot of friends who I know are not farmers and probably never were farmers, but they raise a few beef cattle, more than what they need personally. And I'll talk with them, and they say, after really a busy day, it's a good way to get your mind off of all the pressures that are in your job. They love to go out, work with the cattle, mend fences, things of that sort. I think the beef cattle is the secret. The dairy cattle, that becomes a chore.
It's a lot more dedication. I think there's some solitude, and there's a lot of physical exercise with going out and doing some of those tasks. Fencing and feeding, and maybe keeps them out of the armchair a little bit, and
keeps them young.
Keeps their minds active. There's a lot of things you don't consider as far as breeding and improving your herd. Genetics and so on, so it keeps them learning and keeps them on their toes, things that they never would have encountered in their life as a CPA or a bus driver or what have you. It's enriching in lots of ways.
Now, I don't want to say that it's a good way to have a hobby and let it pay for itself, because I guess it would be pretty easy for it to not pay for itself.
To cost you money.
Yes. A lot of money.
But, it might be somebody's therapy, so it might save them money in the long run.
Okay.
Or a gym membership.
I
never know.
About
you
that.
Think about those things. Well, Bart, I do want to mention we do have several classes coming up. A lot of these start in February, but it's never too early to mark your calendars. We have a fruit tree pruning demonstration that will be in February 11th. It's a great, fruit trees, if you've grown some, that they require a little bit of a different growing pattern than, you know, an oak or a tulip poplar or what have you. And we'll do some hands-on pruning in our orchard. We'll have a specialist, Dr. David Lockwood, out at the Lane Agri Park showing us the right methods.
Now, is that the ideal time to prune fruit trees?
It really is. It really is. Late January through February is probably the best time for pruning fruit trees.
Okay, because I know we've talked a lot about how it's important to have an open canopy to let in the sun, but if you wait for all the leaves to get on there, you can't tell if it's an open canopy or not.
No, and it's already put so much energy into growing those leaves, and you could have kept that energy for fruit production or flower production if you'd only made those cuts before it put a lot of work into creating all that those leaf can the leaves.
February 11th,
and then on the same note, February 25th, we have an ornamental pruning demonstration. So we'll look at those oak trees. We'll look at sweet gums and shrubs and show you correct methods. This is the best time of year, or the winter is the time of year to prune, because you don't have all those leaves obstructing the form of the tree. So we'll be able to show you, you know, things to think about as far as crossing and how to take your time and make those trees as healthy and well-formed as possible.
And would that also be true? Let's say some of the people listening right now have some trees that have just grown unmanaged for decades, and some of them are way over your house, and you're thinking, ooh, if a storm comes, I'm going to be in trouble. This is the time to do, between now and I guess, and before they start leafing out again, this is the time to prune them, I guess.
Mm-hmm. We'll show you hopefully how to prevent some of those hazardous troubles. With maybe the joints in the tree aren't strong, or they're headed over in the wrong direction. If you have a tree that's getting into a house area or crossing a fence or around some property, or some risk of losing property, I would generally advise that you hire someone to do that. They can do it safely, and their insurance is fully covering them, and it doesn't put you in a perilous position with a chainsaw on a ladder.
Because that is dangerous.
It really, really is, and not to be underestimated.
And anytime, we'll just touch on this for a second, but anytime you're on a ladder, have somebody with you. I'm reminded of that more
Absolutely.
And more each day. I had a friend the other day changing a light bulb two steps up, broke his collar and bone, and then messed up his wrist and all that. Another friend a few months earlier did something similar. He almost didn't make it. And then somebody else, a son of another person at church, fell off of a ladder a year and a half ago, and he still is not able to think completely. So ladders are dangerous. If you learn something today, remember that. We'll be back. Janie Becker's our guest this morning, and we have about 8 minutes left in the program. If you have any questions for Janie, or if you have any comments about 4-H, if you have comments about FCE clubs or any of the things we've talked about, call us, 893-1450.
Don't throw away old flags. WGNS retires Old Glory with respect. Bring those tattered Bibles here, too. We're more than talk.
Shopping with a family business can make that most wonderful time of the year even better. For over 134 years, the family at Bell Jewelers have been making dreams come true. And for Christmas gifts, they have beautiful watches, Pandora bracelets, diamonds that sparkle, and beautiful wedding sets, all at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots. If Bell Jewelers says it's so, it's so.
The Salvation Army Family Store, where your purchases always help us help others. Get 50% off items marked with our color of the week. Here's Lieutenant Andy Seiler.
All the clothing that would have yellow tags, if that's yellow week, would be half off, as well as houseware items. We put new clothes out almost every single day, and different specials and different color tags are also half off for different weeks.
The Salvation Army Family Store is at 125 South Front Street, across from Captain D's on Broad. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
This is Tina Fox at the Co-op Farm and Home Center. We invite you to come and visit us. We have great Christmas gift ideas in our gift department, our clothing. We have everything you need for those feathered friends, from your dogs, cats, to birds. We also have things you need for your holiday table as far as seasoning, honey, sorghum. So come and visit us at the Co-op Farm and Home Center. The Co-op Farm and Home Center is at 985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off of South Church.
Weatherize.
Mostly sunny skies this afternoon, a high in the lower 60s and south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low near 47. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 39.
That update brought to you by Kohl's Department Store. You know, it's the last weekend to shop before Christmas. Kohl's is staying open nonstop 24 hours a day from 6 a.m. Friday through 6 p.m. Tuesday right here in Murfreesboro. Kohl's, expect great things 24 hours a day.
Stay ahead of severe weather. Get breaking news and local sports scores first. This is Jenny Williams at Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna. We sponsor text alerts from WGNSradio.com. Look for the sign-up link on the homepage. It's a free service.
WGNS talks about all things local. It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett. Weekday mornings at 10 on WGNS, AM, FM, and online.
The rain again, falling from the stars.
Welcome back. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450, about 4 minutes left in the program. So if you have a thought you'd like to share, a comment, call us quickly. 893-1450, just a few openings in the Master Gardeners class that begins in January. Two or three openings, at least when Janie left the office. But you can sign up now on the internet, is that right?
You can print the forms off and then bring them into
us. Oh, you have to bring them in, okay.
You could scan them and email them either. That would work as well if you have that.
So people could actually enter the class via the internet.
Yeah, they could. They could. So we like to keep all channels open to our clients.
A lot of techies out there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I want to mention another series we're going to have, Bart. I'm excited about this. Mitchell Moat and I are coming together to offer a healthy vegetable garden series of classes. Four classes will start in early February. I think it starts February 8th, and talk about, you know, site selection for your garden, preparing the soils, selecting seeds, selecting cultivars that are disease resistant and good for this area. And then we'll go into March, toward the end of March, and we'll talk about, you know, when you're going to set out your transplants that you might have started in the house. We'll talk about cool season crops and how to keep those season extenders mm-hmm. Both in the spring and the fall, and then April we'll actually go out and plant, you know, in some of our gardens here and talk about the proper way to transplant, and then we'll wind up in June. So I was saying we've done all this work on healthy vegetable gardens, you know, trying to do the very best you can to get them a good start, and in June we'll talk about, you know, the problems that you're probably seeing about now. So we'll try to keep it topical all the way through. And I'm looking forward to that series.
When is that, once again, when does that start?
So the first one is in February 8th.
February 8th, okay.
Uh-huh. We have another in March, March 29th. The third one is April 19th. And the last one is June 14th. And this is going to be a free series. We'll look forward to having you.
Everybody is so interested these days in eating healthy, prolonging your life, reducing some of these issues that we hear about so often. And, you know, the old thing of you are what you eat, that it takes on all new meaning today with the chemicals people put in food. So if you grow your own, you know, it's whatever you do.
It's whatever you did. And the chances are, if you grow your own food, it's going to taste better. I'm not sure if that's scientifically proven, but
I've heard anecdotal
evidence. It's the best tasting zucchini I've ever had because I put a lot of time and effort into it.
That's right. It becomes more personal
to you.
And things like that. Apple trees, I guess, mm-hmm. You know, if you pick an apple fresh, go outside, pick it off the tree and eat it, it's probably going to taste better than if you buy it out of the store, even if it's a good store.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great way to get kids involved in gardening and get them involved in eating the things that you put on the table. So, you know, maybe they've never had radishes before, but after they pick them and they wash them and they slice them, they're going to try them, and it's a big difference than you just giving them something on their plate and saying,
oh,
eat it.
Yeah.
They had a hand in it, and it gives some excitement.
Some of my fondest memories as a child go back to helping some friends who had a lot of cherry trees, and we would get to climb those trees and help pick the cherries, and we could eat them while we were picking. Mm-hmm. I think I probably picked about as many as I ate.
I'm sure.
And that was always fun. So this is going to be our final show dealing with lawns and gardens for 2013.
Right.
Janie, thank you. And we're looking forward to 2014. Boy.
Absolutely.
Mitchell's
going to
be with us, I hear.
That's right.
On that
That's
first
right.
one. Very good. Janie, thank you again. And remember, as Janie had said earlier, you need to sign up now for that Master Gardeners program. Just a few openings available, and they could be gone today. So don't let it slip away. Get with the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Office. And what's the phone number again?
That's 898-7710.
898-7710. Janie, Merry Christmas to you and your family and to everybody at the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service.
Thank you, Bart. Same to you.
Have a super day. Truman is next on WGNS Murfreesboro. Tomorrow at this time, Scott will be talking about going back in history, 151 years. To the Battle of Stones River, very much a part of our local history. That should be very interesting tomorrow, right here.
They've got gospel.